Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to Salty Housewife. I am your host, Rosanna Hicken, and I am here to discuss the last part of the reunion, part three of the Real Houses of Salt Lake City reunion. And this podcast started off to be able to talk about this franchise in particular. As somebody who lives here in Utah, I wanted to be able to give some insight into some of the things these ladies were saying, especially when it came to religion. But we haven't really had that a bunch in this last half of the season, which has been okay. But I am so sad that this is the end of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake just for a few months. They'll start filming next month and then we'll probably get them in the fall. But I'm a little bit sad that we're moving on to other franchises or other Bravo shows, because this has been an incredible season. I think it's the best season Salt Lake has ever had. So bravo to the ladies for killing it this season. So we're going to talk about part three today. Back by very popular request, I have two of my family members here today to discuss. We've got my sister Ariana here in the building.
Hi, hi, hi.
Here she is. And then, I mean, I'm not going to say he stole the show, but he did. And my dad is here to also talk about it with us. And I want to be like, do we all love him? Like, is it like an older person thing? Is it a male thing? Why do everybody love you so much, Dad?
I'd like to say hi, hi, but after that, I'm just honored to be back on the show. I'm so excited to be here and not sitting in my first chair again.
Nope. You're in second.
It's your show.
Thank you so much.
But such an honor.
And I would like to tell you guys that in preparation for this episode, my dad did watch, and Ari, I think you did watch it on Peacock as well.
Yeah.
Watch the episode on Peacock, because I don't know if you know this, but instead of watching it on Hulu or on your TV, Peacock airs it uncensored and there's extra footage. So if we talk about anything that you might not have seen, it's because Peacock had like 12 extra minutes.
Do you know what's extra?
No, that's the problem. I should have watched it twice.
Well, yeah. I think it probably adds up about 15 minutes of F-bombs.
Yes. Yeah.
So a lot of bad language.
Marianne did not approve.
No. I had to leave the room. Yeah, the F-bombs take 15 minutes for sure.
They do. They're loud. So if you have any children at home, please do not listen or watch Peacock while your children are at home. Mine was upstairs in her room because she was sick, so she couldn't hear what was going on. Okay, this is part three, and I feel like this is where we finally got into the juicy stuff, even though, like I said in last episode, and Dre informed me, they did not talk about the lawsuit at all. So I'm glad that I knew that going in, because I wanted more info on that. But luckily we got it from Dre. So if you haven't listened to last episode, please go listen, because she explained. It's so good. She explained everything that went on with the lawsuit and what went down. Did you listen to it, Dad?
Dre was fantastic.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. It was nice to hear that.
Yeah.
It was great to get a shout out. You got one from Meredith. I mean, from Heather.
Heather shared it.
Heather shared it on her Instagram, and it was probably because she wanted people to know what was really going on. She can't talk about it on TV. So having her business partner talk about it was really so nice. And Dre was wonderful and so insightful into so much information. And also, before we start, Dad, did you hear yesterday that Monica is not coming back?
I did hear that. Yeah. So
shocked by
it? Not surprised at all by that.
Not at all.
We did say in the last episode that we were on together, the three of us, that anybody is replaceable.
Yeah.
And she's gone.
And she proved it this episode why she had to leave, don't you think?
Yeah. You could tell at the end, too. She realized it's over for her.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have notes about that. Okay. Let's get this going. At the beginning of part three, Andy asked Meredith if she's mad at him because she's giving him faces all reunion. And I probably would feel the same way, because I don't feel like she's super warm and bubbly.
No.
And he was like, are you mad? And I actually love that.
I think if he's you're going to say no, just let me know when.
What?
If you're going to say no, just let me know when, so we don't step on each other. Okay.
Say it at the same time.
There's a lot of personality in this. In the studio today.
Okay. And then they bring up the different games that were played this season, and I loved it. But first they bring up the drag competition in Palm Springs, which again reminded us that Lisa did not enjoy that at all.
That trip feels like a lifetime away. It feels like a different season.
It's so true. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This season has been so good, because I can't think of one flop episode. Whereas with some of the other franchises, which Dad's never watched Beverly Hills, but rough recently, and they'll get one or two episodes in the whole season that you're like, okay, that was great. And then nothing else. You're just dying because it's the most boring thing you've ever. This, every episode was good. Palm Springs was good. Bermuda was good. The Prism event was good. The bath fighting was good. Everything was good. Everything was so good. So they talk about the games and the who's on your wagon, which was the best game ever. But did you notice in this scene? So after Dre said last week, I could tell from Heather's face that she maybe had an idea. Were you looking? Because I was too.
Yeah.
Did you notice it, Dad?
Yeah.
Her face in that scene where Monica and Lisa are fighting about the wagon, it's like a death stare.
She's like, who is this person? You can tell she's looking at her like, I don't know you. Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah. And we sensed it back then because we said Heather was mad immediately, but it's like, okay, what did she exactly know at that point?
And you may have missed it because the dolls were so terrifying that you were focused on whatever they were called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those still terrify me.
I know. They're so good. I hope they go in Andy's clubhouse. He keeps like
does he?
Memorabilia from like Tamara's implants.
The bunny,
all things that you
need. If he does, I hope somebody moves them. Doesn't tell him. And he can walk in thinking it's been moved.
And then the dolls are just in different spots all the time. That was interesting. So I just felt like I was watching Heather's face the whole time. I kind of want to just go back and watch the whole season over again. And then we get the weird video of Meredith using her butter in Aspen. She brought it to a restaurant.
Yeah. I missed that.
She brought
the
butter she churned at the Pioneer Party to a restaurant in Aspen and said, can you put it on the plate so we can use it?
Yeah. It's a big fat no.
So stupid.
That's a no.
I know. Andy's like, did it melt? She's like, no. I'm like, Andy, where do you think she is? In the desert? She's in Aspen. It's not going to melt. We get a little insight into Lisa. She says she hasn't done her makeup herself since 2019.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every day.
By the way, I know we love Lisa. She's wonderful. She's all New York. But that episode where she was crying about not having makeup on was a little much.
The drag competition.
And then saying that I have a makeup artist on retainer. Mm-hmm. That was a little much. I mean, we love her, but crying like that, it was too much.
Yeah, I was wondering why she was crying. Like, why that reaction? She hates dressing up, but you don't have to cry about it.
I don't know. Okay, I'll say this. As someone who was briefly on camera when I was at BYU in the broadcast program, and my first semester of the broadcast program, you have to do reporting. You have no, it's intro to reporting. You have to report. And I was a Friday entertainment reporter, so I would do what was going on campus, like the Cougarettes concert, like fun stuff. I absolutely hated watching myself on TV when it would come on. Every single part of it made me cringe, which is why I went the producing route. If I was Lisa and I knew I was going to be on TV looking like an absolute hag, I would cry too. But also, she was getting makeup. It was just drag makeup. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just fun. I don't know.
Maybe one day we can get her
something
on
something else must have been happening. She was
Yes. It was too much.
Well, she says she can't see to do her makeup. That's why she has to have.
We didn't elaborate on that. Can she not see?
She said she can't see very well, so she can't see to do her makeup.
Okay. We have no indication that she can't see the entire season.
I know.
And now she can't see because she has to put on her own mascara.
Yeah. I did think.
I mean, we don't want to hate on her. We love Lisa.
But Lisa does. Her makeup team come over like on a Saturday where she's not going to leave her house?
I imagine they do.
The Beverly Hills have glam squad on retainer as well.
Not all of them.
A lot of them,
yeah.
And they fly their glam squad.
Mm-hmm. She location. Did. Yeah. She flew her down there. So I've got glam. Sorry if you heard that. That's just her mother upstairs. And then they start doing impressions. Poor Whitney's impression. She's just getting destroyed by all the women. Mary's doing impressions of her. Meredith's doing impression of her.
Can we just say for the moment here that Meredith's impression of Whitney was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It is bad.
I've never felt so uncomfortable watching someone do an impression in my life.
I know, especially because Monica's of Lisa's actually is good. She was good at it.
Yeah. Oh, she was spot on.
That's because she hates her. She hates her with a fiery, burning
but the
passion.
The Utah accent that Whitney has should be easy to do.
Yeah.
Did you see that Whitney's moving?
Where? Get out of Daybreak, girl.
I don't know if she's moving out of Daybreak, but her house is for sale. It's actually very nice. It has some fun elements to it. I was surprised by it.
The stripper pole.
She's got a great bookcase that has like a ladder upstairs. But I think, you know, her house, if you're in her backyard, you're on that lake. Anybody can see who like that's her house.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's some privacy stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah, I would move too if everybody could tell who.
So sorry, were you driving by? Did the FBI ask you to drive by?
We're gonna get there.
The rumors.
Okay, Mary's still out there, and we do talk about her gross body shaming of Heather, saying that she's never seen a corset from Gucci made in a size 14.
Yeah,
and Mary goes, "That's not what I meant."
What else did you mean, Mary?
She says she was a body shamer. I honestly don't know if all of the wires are connected in Mary's brain.
Yeah.
In the nicest, I'm being 100% serious. I really think she didn't think she was body shaming her there. I think she maybe didn't.
No, there was one thing she said and it was body shaming.
But the way she responded was like she was shocked that anybody would think. I just don't know if she understands the consequences maybe.
And she walked it back in a nice way. To Heather in the moment, or Heather was just willing to let it go.
She was.
Yeah.
That was rude.
Not going to miss Mary.
But did you get the sense that Andy maybe wanted her to come back? How he was asking her?
Maybe, but I think the way she had to leave the episode was really embarrassing for her.
Oh, in the middle of the reunion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah, because she's not a full-time.
She's not a full-time because you wouldn't do anything. Yeah.
And that's just them telling you, if you don't play by our rules, you're not going to be here with the rest of us.
Yeah, but he was like, he said, Andy asked Mary if she wants to be a part of it all. And she's like, I don't know if everybody can kind of open up. And I'm like, why are we even giving her an option?
Yeah, no.
She sat on the bus.
Comedic relief.
Yeah, she sat on the bus and got a fish filet instead of going into like.
Do we know anyone else who would have a fish filet?
Our brother.
Christian. That's it. He's the only guy who knows that the fish filet price has gone up in our family because he has a fish filet.
Gross, I've never had one.
Never.
Absolutely disgusting.
No.
Only the
McRib is more disgusting. Than a fish filet.
I don't even like a Big Mac. You know I don't like sauces. Yeah,
that's heresy.
I don't like sauces. Ari doesn't like sauces either. You guys made us this way. My friends.
How did we make you this way?
You didn't put sauces on our stuff.
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't like the taste of it.
You have sauce on your chicken fingers every time you add ketchup.
Yeah, but Ari doesn't like ketchup.
And so there you go.
I have to dip mine because I have to be able to choose how much sauce I want in the moment. Same with my hamburger. I will not get it put on. I'll dip it.
What's grosser than that is the Arby's. Big beef and cheddar is the grossest looking thing I've ever seen.
The only thing that's acceptable to get at Arby's is
curly fries.
No, not even those gross now. The Jamocha shake.
I went to Arby's.
Jamocha shake. It's like a coffee ice cream shake.
What do you mean the curly fries are gross now?
Yeah.
I went to Arby's once with a guy that I worked with. And the woman behind the counter asked him if he wanted the usual that he does every time. Oh, honey, you want what you have? And he wanted to pretend he'd never been there. It was too late. She had outed him right there.
Is this in Ohio?
No, this was in Tennessee.
Ew.
For all y'all.
Why would you go to Arby's when you have Bojangles?
Because he took us there. And obviously, he'd been there a lot. And she's like, what do you want, honey? You want that, honey? He's like, I don't know who you are. Back up. I don't know. You're not my mother.
I've never met you. Oh, my gosh. Ugh. Disgusting. Really? Absolutely disgusting. Okay. Then the women ask if they can have a bathroom break and we get this very awkward moment where Monica's the only one on the couch and Andy's not even looking at her. He's just looking at his phone. And I thought to myself, Monica, you're done. In case you haven't realized, Andy doesn't want to even speak to you. This is the end for you.
Yeah.
And it was pretty evident from Andy in this. So Dad, you haven't watched a lot of reunions, but Andy doesn't really get into, he'll occasionally ask a clarifying question, but to say to somebody like, I'm surprised that you're surprised that he doesn't really give those kinds of comments that show what his opinion is. And this one, it was glaring.
I thought Andy had two messages to get across. One was that, and the other one was Heather later on. We'll get to him. Mm-hmm. But he clearly was delivering messages.
Mm-hmm.
And here he was not buying what she was putting. No. He's not buying it.
Not at all.
No.
So then we get just a flashback to Bermuda and all the times that Monica clearly had sent the DMs to the ladies. Yeah. Very obvious now that we're watching it. She was sending them to Meredith. She was sending them to Angie. She was sending them to everyone.
But what from what account?
Who knows? I think she has a couple burner. Oh, I think she has a burner one for sure.
Yeah, I think she thinks if she just nuances the lie, she is Monica Von Trapp. She is that person. And she just changes like, I didn't send it from this account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did punch you in the face, but with my right hand, not my left hand.
And when she says, I didn't start that rumor, and Andy says to her, you said it on camera.
Yep.
You're the one who said it on camera.
Yep.
And she's sitting there, and you can see that she knows what she wants most of all is slipping away. I mean, she's worked, I don't know how hard the rest of them worked to get on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she's worked incredibly hard to get on the show.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
And they said it later. Andy said it. If you had just led the beginning of the season and said, hey, by the way, that was me. I wanted to take down Jen as much as you guys did. I had this account, but she didn't, and it didn't work, and she had no hope.
Oh, but how about when she lied and said she told producers in her interview? Yeah.
We're getting there. Yeah. Andy asked Monica if she's reality Vontees, and she says she's part of it and says it started in 2021. She had already given her statement about Jen to the FBI, but she wanted to expose Jen. And I wanted to be like, did you need to work that hard when clearly the FBI was already doing it?
Yeah.
They just wanted America to know how crappy Jen was? Like, is that what it was?
I don't know.
And they pull up the things that they said about the other women. It called Heather a tranny, something. And then Heather says every single day for 3 years, and she was tagged by the account, and they show the endless tagging that this account had tagged the women in, which is exhausting.
And she was trying to justify it. Like, no, Jen said that about you, and we were trying to show you how awful she is. It's like, you put it out there on the internet again, and people are going to believe what you put out there. Mm-hmm. And you were not trying to just expose Jen more.
Yep.
You were being evil.
And then she pulls out the biggest flop of the night.
Okay, before we get to that, what's pretty clear, and at least two times during the episode, she will expose how insecure she really is. And by saying, I don't belong in this, I shouldn't be here, I'm here, I'm in the same place you are, only I sit in this chair. Mm-hmm. She is so insecure, it's not even funny. Mm-hmm. She doesn't believe she's actually on the show because it never should have happened. Mm-hmm. And then when she got there, she's always felt less than, mm-hmm. which makes her do whatever she possibly can to get attention. Mm-hmm. And it's childlike behavior.
Yeah.
And she's not even 12. She's closer to 10.
I know. And it really is sad because you could think at the end of the episode, you could tell how sad she was that everybody said, you have no chance of redemption. She's definitely not getting asked back. But she literally didn't do any work to try to redeem herself. She just fought harder and did stupid stuff like this. The burn book.
The burn book.
Was the biggest flop I've ever seen in my entire life. First, she has this like grinning ear to ear grin when she pulls it out. Like she just did like the best little like, oh my gosh, I got you guys with this burn book. And then it's...
Well, the beginning is like word for word the burn book from the movie. Like the wording she uses.
Right.
But then it's just screenshots of the account.
And it would have been much more effective if she had just used the screenshots to try to prove things. But she did this weird like roast Andy in the beginning too of the burn book. And I'm like, what are you doing here?
And then just like in the burn book, she roasts herself to make it sound like, you know, I'm just like the rest of it.
It's a joke.
And Jay has seen Mean Girls.
I have seen Mean Girls. It's not T-T-Ta-Ta, but it's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love Easy A over here.
Easy A. Good movie.
T-T-T-Ta-Ta.
Yeah, no, the problem with Monica is that the only way she can actually think she's winning an argument is to scream until you're exhausted, mm-hmm. and you just stop screaming back.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And even Andy says, how is this helpful? And I thought, oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh, to have Andy Cohen, the producer and the man who started this show, say to you with your prop that you brought on, how is this helpful, is the most embarrassing thing I've
seen.
And
they're all laughing at her.
I know. Yeah. I know.
It got pretty mean girl right there.
Yeah, but...
I didn't say it shouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. And Andy says, I'm kind of amazed that you're so surprised that they're this pissed. Because she keeps acting like, you guys shouldn't be that mad. And he's like, how are you not getting this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, why not lead with it when the show starts? And this was the wildest part of the episode for me, at least, because there was quite a few. Lisa says Monica could log into Jen's security cameras, and that's how she found out about the Snoop Dogg information, because she could watch any of Jen's security footage at any time.
Yes.
What?
And then she says, I logged in. I used my login. To try to say, I wasn't spying. I used my login.
Yes, because she said Jen had set it up for her.
Watching someone in their home without their knowledge. Well,
good thing she never worked for her.
Yeah, she's her friend.
Another one of those lies.
First of all, now that we know that there's at least 20 recordings of her when she's driving by Jen's house, because that's how many Heather said, we have the video footage of her driving by. We're supposed to believe that this girl isn't logging in at least once a day to watch what Jen's doing at the house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of course she is. And I think that was the nail in her coffin. Yeah. I think that was when Bravo was like, absolutely freaking not. Are we ever going to have somebody like this as a housewife on our show?
No, that feels illegal. Is it not illegal? Criminal.
I don't know if it's technically her security, but it's watching Jen.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a little weird.
It is. And Andy says, how do you define stalking? Because she said, I wasn't stalking. And he says, how do you define stalking?
And I was trying to catch her drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says the FBI asked her to check in on or drive by and do check-ins on Jen as if the FBI would ever, ever do that.
No, they never would do that.
No. No. And they're not, and she's not the reason why they have a case. They've been working it for years with tracing millions of dollars.
But she became addicted to watching Jen because she watched her on the camera.
Yeah.
And then she had to drive by her house and see what was happening there. And whoever she was with said he's going to beep the horn. And she's like, no, I don't want to get a restraining order.
And she'd been doing it for a while because it showed, you didn't see that was her Park City house. And then it showed her Salt Lake house. So she was in different houses.
Yeah.
And so she'd been doing it for, but I'm saying you, like the beginning of seasons that you didn't watch, that was Jen's Park City house. So it's years since that first season happened, which was what, 2020? So,
you know, the FBI guys usually get in a room and they say, let's find someone who's had four names and who has liens against her and possible lawsuits, doesn't pay her bills. That's the kind of credible witness we want to find that can say Jen Shaw's been drinking without a breathalyzer.
Send her in.
And walk this line right here. And maybe that's amazing. She's what the levels she went to, but she's going to get a show.
She's going to be on.
She's going to get a show because because when you take a look at social media, and I do not, when I read that article that says she wasn't going to be on, so many people love her.
Well,
love her. Support
I think
her.
So many people enjoyed what she brought to the show because it was drama and fun. It was entertaining, but it will get exhausting after, like we said with Jen, it was exhausting after a while. And that same energy is not going to carry the next day. She'll be on a villain show. She'll be on a traitor. She'll be on a House of Villains. She'll be on a good guys versus bad guys, and she'll always be the bad guy. She will be on some kind of show like that.
She'll be on.
She won't get her own show.
No, she won't get her own show.
But she'll be on some sort of villain.
Yeah.
Something.
Maybe she'll be like on a Dr. Phil with her mom. Oh, maybe she and her mom can like go to Dr. Phil.
No, because that woman is past.
Her mom?
Yeah, she's past whatever they can do. Medical professionals cannot help.
I did laugh, though, when Meredith and Whitney were laughing at all the FBI stuff, because for Meredith to even giggle at it was, woo. And Andy said, did the FBI tell you to drive by her house? And everybody started laughing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wrote, Andy is roasting her.
He is.
He is roasting her because she has made a mockery of the show and she has made a mockery of the production.
Yeah.
And okay, because Andy says Bravo didn't know.
Yeah.
And Monica says that she told them in her first interview. And Andy says, we would have never cast you if you told us that you had a burner account.
Yeah. He was smacking her down.
That interview for sure was recorded, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
So people could watch
her. How about your episode? Sure. Every interview you have for Survivor, do they?
They keep those on file.
They said, here's Rosanna Hicken again.
She's back again. If she had just watched American Idol with her dad for all these years, she'd be ready for the show.
Video 5 in for Rosanna. She's never going to stop.
What?
Yes, they absolutely have her on video, and they have multiple producers, casting producers, executive producers, people in the room who would have been like, red flag. They wouldn't have never. And I think that is when Andy gets upset, is when you call into the integrity of his show, his producers, anything. That's why they showed the email last time. That's why he's like, no, we wouldn't. No, we didn't. And Heather says it's not iconic to be a bully. Okay.
Poor Heather. She just wanted. I'm sorry, poor Whitney. She just wanted to be in the show once in a while. Wasn't happening.
Whitney wasn't really a part of this episode.
No. That's why she got up to hug Heather.
I had the same thought.
A little screen time right there.
She did. She needed to have a little moment right there for sure. Although later on Watch What Happens Live, Heather was on later. She looked fabulous. They did a poll of the audience and I think people at home. And they said, who do you think would be the first person to forgive Monica? And the audience and Heather picked
Whitney.
Yeah. Hmm. But she said it's because she's full of light and love and she'd want to forgive.
Yes.
And I thought.
She does want to like solve things with people, which is why she stirs the pot.
Or she's going to get mad at Lisa and be like, who could I bring in that's going to get so mad at Lisa? And it might be Monica. Who knows? Who knows?
No, I don't think she'd do that to Heather.
I hope not. I hope not, especially with the lawsuit, which hopefully will be done soon for Dre and Heather's sake. And Andy says to Monica, you can't put things on camera, can't say things on camera, and then say you didn't say it.
Yeah. The Angie thing.
The Angie thing, the Meredith DM thing, like everything we have footage of Monica saying it first. And that's when Angie gets mad because she wants to defend her name and her salon, and she calls her a lowbrow dirtbag.
Yes, she did.
Lowbrow.
Yes, she
but
did.
But because of her lip, she couldn't say brow, right? And so Monica said, you call me brown, lowbrow dirtbag? And Andy's like, no.
Lowbrow, which is how you're acting right now. Lowbrow. Oh my gosh.
Andy corrected that. He's like, we are not having that mistake. But
Monica, once again, because she's so insecure, Monica was able to level the playing field by saying, yeah, you're on the end. I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
Which is not the flex she thinks it is.
She's flexing.
It's not the flex that
and
she thinks
of course,
it
Angie
is.
Tells her it's because you are all these things that we can't say on the show.
Yeah. Angie loves to yell back.
She does. She's not afraid to yell back.
Yeah. And it's because, yeah.
And screaming at one point was insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's past anything. I mean, it was boring enough in the second episode, Monica stopped. But this, the screaming was ridiculous.
Yeah. Andy said stop like 8 times in a row. Stop.
She won't stop.
It felt like my children at home. Everybody stop.
Olivia did say that as well.
She did? She just texts you separately?
We were FaceTiming earlier about something else, but she said, it sounds like when all the kids are yelling at the same time.
Absolutely. And these are grown.
You can cut that if you want.
No.
No.
I mean, it's anybody's children. These are grown women whose frontal lobes are formed.
Not my children.
Yeah. According to mom, we never fought when we were younger.
Perfect kids.
Perfect kids. Never fought. Never ever. Even though I remember.
You guys could keep a secret when we had French fries after piano lessons.
We did.
Yep.
That's not the same as fighting.
No, but you could keep a secret.
Yeah.
That was good. Good training there. Maybe you can't eat sauces, but you can keep a secret.
Yeah, because actually last week after Gwen did her new tumbling class, there was a McDonald's. Oh, and I said, Papa used to take me and Ari.
Yeah.
Ari and I. No, me. Yeah, it's
Ari
and Ari.
And me, yeah. Don't start with me and Ari.
Ari and me. Ari and me. Sorry. Ari
no
and me.
Sentence begins with me. Me, my friends, were having.
Ari and me to McDonald's after piano. I was like, so I'll get you you can pick out something at McDonald's. It's literally right next to our tumbling place. I was like, but you can't tell your siblings. Because the last thing I need is everybody at 8:45 being upset that they're not getting McDonald's. She goes, but I just love telling them when I get something.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, well, Gwen, that's not how you get any more. You don't get more.
There also wasn't a choice. It was fries.
Yeah, no, you didn't go. I was already in the car.
It was in the car.
I already had a full meal. Then I brought French fries for you guys. And it's like Nello when he was on his parents' night and you guys were still awake when he got home.
I was so angry.
He was so mad.
What are you talking about?
Like, we took a kid out to do
Nello
something.
On like a little date.
Yeah. And he's like, and they're we still awake.
Oh my God.
That's so unfair. I'm sorry that they're breathing, Nello.
I don't remember that at all. Oh no, Gwen, she didn't just get fries. She was like, oh, I'll take a McFlurry and a plain hamburger.
Yeah,
and
that's why you have to buy
she
it.
Played you.
You got to buy it first.
I was in there watching her. I wanted to see how she did. Okay, then we get to the black eye, the great mystery of last season. We didn't really get much info.
We didn't get anything.
Just that it was definitely Jen, but she doesn't know how still because they like blacked out.
But they did have that footage. We couldn't really hear them.
Couldn't hear a thing.
Listen,
and Heather said, told them, I guess, before, that has nothing to do with it.
If you didn't think Jen Shaw was wacky, and weird, going with the spider eggs in your eye thing, that's insanity.
Well, watching that conversation now, where she's like, we have to come up with
a story.
And Heather's like, yeah, we got to tell everybody what happened. And she's like, maybe it was spiders in your eye.
How was there any doubt that it was Jen?
No, there's no doubt. And on Watch What Happens Live, they did another poll and they're like, does everyone believe that it was Jen? And it's like, so the polls, the numbers are moving back and forth, like yes, no. And it's like sweeping to the yes. It's at like 99%. And Andy goes, we're just waiting for Jen to chime in from prison for those no's.
But do you think she punched her in the face or she pushed her down and she hit something?
Punched her.
She just
kicked her.
Or elbowed her.
Got mad at her about something, shoved her into who knows what.
I bet she punched her.
I think she punched her.
I bet she punched her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Heather was probably so drunk
or blacked out, or really doesn't remember exactly what happened, but knew that it was Jen based on what Jen said in the morning. Unclear, but she said she was terrified of Jen. Yeah. And if somebody had just given you a black eye, wouldn't you maybe be a little bit scared of them too? So Heather apologizes to everybody here. And Andy says a lawyer came in, and I didn't know that a lawyer had come in. And that's when he's like, didn't you get nervous when the lawyer came in? And she was like, yeah, I did. And I think, okay, this is where it gets bad for Heather.
Yeah.
Andy is not happy that Heather blamed producers or production about this black eye. I guess on one of her book tours, she said it could have been a production or a producer maybe accidentally. And Andy's like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Don't mess with my people. He's like, as my friend Anna was texting me today, he was like, I don't care what the rumors are about any of you people. I don't care what's going on with like rumors about your business or whatever, but mine, my production?
No.
It's his money.
Yeah. And Heather was like, well, I was trying to be funny. And he's like, that's not funny. And I thought to myself, if Heather hadn't delivered such a great finale and have everybody around, like rallied around her, that could have been very bad for her here.
He was so angry.
He was.
But you could tell he had mostly forgiven her already.
Yeah. Because I think he really likes her. You can tell from their back and forth on Watch What Happens Live whenever she's there that he likes her. It's very clear when he doesn't like somebody. And Heather says she talked to Jen about it because she said she wanted to come out with about it, especially because of the lawyer. And Jen said to always deny.
She's been doing that her whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, the
beauty about Jen versus Monica is Monica, again, is back to she wants you to know she is these things. She wants you to know she's reality Von Trapp. She wants you to know that. Jen was trying not to go to prison for a long time. So she's been denying for a long time.
Yeah. Even when she had I think it was 31. There was like, I think 32 people in the case total. Jen, what was her assistant's name? Oliver? No.
No.
What was his name?
But when Jen pops up on the screen.
You terrified her?
No, I'm not. I mean, well, it's not the best shot of her. But I'm just grateful not to have to see her because there's no value in her being her over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It just actually is exhausting to the point I stopped watching because of her.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. And
forced back into service this year.
And all the ladies forgive Heather, and it's probably from their joint trauma of Jen.
Yeah.
Like I think they all realize how easy it was to be manipulated and or terrified of Jen.
Yeah.
Because she, who knows? Monica says, who knows if this is true, that people call her still threatening because of Jen. They like threaten her because of what she's done to Jen, exposing her, which may or may not be true, but I wouldn't be shocked by it because I think Jen is still a scary person, even though she's teaching yoga in jail.
I think.
With her girlfriend.
She had to apologize.
Allegedly. Right.
Allegedly. Thanks for saying that. Because lawyers get involved. I think Heather did a nice thing to apologize, but she was also making a pitch to stay on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was making a pitch about how great they are together and how this is, she was doing the, this is a great team. Let's not break up the team except for Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for, and they all said that they all, Heather says this is the best season they've ever had because they're all friends at the end, which I can kind of understand that because it's normally ends so nasty. Like last season at the end when it was Meredith versus Lisa and Heather and Whitney against each other, it was so nasty and dark. And like having this friendship and lightness is really nice. And Monica's face in that moment seemed very sad. And
you tell she's shutting down at this point.
Yeah. Because she knows there's no hope, there's no chance, and that they'll never be friends.
You are voted off the island.
And then what does he say? Is there anything that Monica could have said to make this okay? And they say nothing.
All of them say no.
There's nothing she could have said.
Lisa said you could have said nothing. Meredith said it's hard when you have this like dissolution of trust. Whitney says no. Her face was sad, and I didn't feel bad for her because you knew what she's done. But I also at the same time was like, you could have made this different.
Yeah.
If you had just
did she at any point apologize? I don't know. But Andy gives her one last shot. Like, I told you, you could say what, you could have your piece. You get to talk. Is there anything else you want to say? And she says no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, not one last, I'm so sorry. Or it spiraled.
So I made a note about that.
Yeah.
I made a note. She knows that she's being voted off the island. She knew it for sure. And I give her mad props for not begging, for not giving in, for not saying something that she doesn't really mean.
Even sorry?
You nope.
Think she just I don't think she would have begged, but just
she doesn't even try, and she's just like, I know it's over, and I will not give in to any of you. I love that about her. I love it. I mean,
oh my gosh.
She's not giving in.
Yeah, but then she goes and she posts like on her Instagram today that maybe she's going to write a book, and it's her doing
you got to read one first.
A photo shoot. Look, it's on the top of my page. It's a photo shoot of her with her burn book, and she says, might publish a book. What, like it's hard? And then she's just leaning into every part.
Can someone tell me what's happening to her cheekbones there?
Oh, Dad, it's called a filter.
That filter is so incredible.
The bow.
She's almost Skeletor.
She...
Let's see that again.
There's a lot. And she is reposting anybody on the internet who says that she's important to the show. And
she does have a lot of fans.
If you look, but if yeah. you look at everybody that did a poll on the internet, it's like, should she stay? Is she a liability? And I would say of almost every poll, 2/3 say she had to go. She's a liability. 1/3 says yeah. she needs to stay. So that's, I would say, yeah, it's like 60% is like, this can't be. I'm going to say this again. We want to watch a show about rich women doing extravagant, stupid things. We do not want to watch a show about a woman who stalks another woman, watches yeah. her security camera, scams somebody else's business. Like, this is not the show for you to be on. You can go be on something on VH1, okay? Something like that. But this is not what we no. want to watch.
She'll do great things on some villain show.
On a villain show, for sure.
But I do think we will get some fresh meat on this new next season.
So, the word on the street is already...
I just want to say, I can't speak for women. just from the old, very old man's perspective.
Yes.
It's just too exhausting. Mm-hmm. It's just not fun to watch television. Now, that does create a bit of a void for them. And I think you're going to get to that.
Well, there are rumors on the street.
Rumors.
About 3 new housewives. I will not say their names here until they're confirmed because.
But you'll tell us after.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You think I know them?
You absolutely have no idea who they
okay,
are.
Then.
Do I?
You might know 2, Rhi.
Really?
One nice. I had absolutely zero idea about. Zero. But she is supposedly going to be the Mormon. Maybe.
Nice. We do need them.
But I don't really know how that would be.
The other 2.0.
The other 2 are not.
Where do they stand?
One is rich. Rich, rich.
Okay.
I mean, really rich.
Like real rich. Like private jet rich.
Like richer than all of them.
Together.
Absolutely.
All together.
Richer than a Beverly Hills?
I would say she's up there with that. Maybe. One is rich rich. And I was texting somebody about it today. And I said, thank you for this rich rich one. I hope she stays on the show. Because, you know, Dre said there's a bunch in the beginning that are filming. And you don't always make it. So just because you have a contract doesn't mean they're starting soon. Yeah. Very soon. It's very soon. In the next week or two. Just because you have a contract doesn't mean that you make it. You might flop out. You might not have enough drama. You might not be a right fit. And then you're gone. And they don't show your scenes or you're just there for a second. Or you become a friend of.
Yeah.
I am praying that the rich one stays so that they can take a private jet to their destination instead of taking United to Bermuda.
In
the B gates.
This show's not going to be sponsored by United.
No. I mean, and I'm very, very hopeful. You have to have new blood. There's only 5. Now, and they're all, I was about to say Hakuna Matata, but they're all.
Well, most of it, you're talking about Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, thank you.
Yeah. Most of it's played out though.
Yeah.
So they've got to have something else.
And you've got to have new people.
Someone will slight Whitney in the slightest way and she will come for them.
You can't have Mary say bobblehead and then walk out of the lunch.
Yes, there'll be new alliances.
Little girl.
People who are friends with people who don't like some of the cast members, like this is how it's going to get in. You're going to have somebody who comes in like, oh, I used to be friends with Lisa, or my friend was friends with Lisa and now they're not, or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's how we get the drama for the next season. Starts in a few weeks. I absolutely can't wait. Will you be watching Vanderpump Rules, Rhi?
Absolutely. I didn't watch 10 seasons in 1 month for nothing. It wasn't 1 month, but it felt like it.
I mean, you were racing through.
I was.
This is a girl who reads 4 books a month.
She does.
Has time for that?
I am on book four.
Are you on book four?
Yeah.
Right now? Can't really write a book till you read a book.
I couldn't write a book.
But you've read them.
Ever since we talked about your TV rolling into the bathroom, I get ads on TikTok all the time for like a rolling.
It's the LG and it's amazing.
And it's like cream colored.
Yeah.
And so it's
aesthetically pleasing.
But I don't have a TV that I can unplug. My TV's way too big for that stand.
It's part of the thing. It's all one thing. The TV is on the stand.
The TV comes with the stand?
Yes. You put it together. It's great directions if you to put it together. It's on the stand and it goes like landscape and portrait. Oh,
because my ads have only been for the stand.
What?
So you could roll around your TV, but now I'm going to
show me later.
This. Okay.
Is this an LG?
Mm-hmm.
And just in case you're confused, this show aspires to be sponsored by LG.
Send me another one so I can just leave one.
If you would like to be a sponsor for this show, hit me up later.
Arby's.
Okay? No.
Can
we get an Arby's gift card over here? Can we get a little? I am gagging thinking about Arby's right now. A beefin? Ugh. A roast beef? Ugh.
It's the liquid cheese for me.
Stop. I can't even do a liquid cheese like in Taco Bell. It's disgusting.
Okay. So Vanderpump Rules.
I
don't think I'll be watching The Valley though.
Yeah. The Valley looks terrible.
If they had gotten Stassi, absolutely Stassi would be watching.
Yep. But Jax and Brittany is a...
And Kristen.
Okay. I would watch... Kristen is the selling point for me. Jax and Brittany, I might just fast forward every scene that they have. Brittany's...
Who are the other people?
Randoms in the Valley. They're trying to just get randoms.
But did you see they're going to do a crossover exactly like how they started Vanderpump Rules?
Mm-hmm.
And Jax is going to leave talking to Tom and he's going to go to the Valley.
Mm-hmm. Dad has no idea we're talking about right now.
I have no idea.
I don't want it. I don't care about it. I know. I don't need Jax back on my TV.
I don't need Jax, but I do want to see Kristen.
Really?
I'm being 100% honest. But a lot of people on the internet are like, well, why does Kristen get a second chance but Stassi doesn't?
Oh, she said no.
Did she say no?
Yeah. Oh, Olivia sent me a TikTok today. She said no.
Oh, I didn't realize she said no.
Asked her to film The Sizzle and be on it. And she's like, I don't, this isn't my life anymore.
She's too good for that show.
She is.
She is too good to be on a show Stassi. With Jax Taylor.
And Rotten Hail Brittany.
Dad, we'll get you that clip. It's the most chaotic 10 minutes of TV in your life. Real quick, so her backstory. They find out that Jax has cheated on his, are they fiancé at the time?
No, they're just dating.
His girlfriend of like 3 years, Brittany, who's from Kentucky, he met her in Vegas. He bought her new boobs and moved her to LA. And he has
wow,
cheated.
Just that alone.
He has cheated on his girlfriend.
And she was surprised by that.
Right? Yeah. He cheated on his girlfriend, Brittany, with this girl that they also work with named Faith. Faith was a senior citizen caretaker at the time. So he went over to the house of an older woman and had relations with Faith while the woman was sleeping in the other room. And there's an audio recording of it.
Yeah, they don't play the audio recording.
I can't.
And but they're all together in one apartment. They're all wasted. And Brittany finds out and she screams at Jack, Rotten Hail. Because she's from Kentucky.
Unbelievable.
And Jax throws a phone and it breaks. And Tom says, oh, that's my phone. He throws the wrong phone.
They got married.
So they got married.
The elderly person didn't say, Jax, are you... I'm hearing something. Are you hearing that?
And then Jax and Brittany got married at a castle in Kentucky.
Oh my gosh. There's a castle in Kentucky?
No, it's spelled like Versailles, but they say it in Kentucky, Versailles.
Versailles, yeah.
And their wedding song was You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Looks like
And Lance Bass married them.
Lance Bass was their officiator.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But the song was Shania, looks like we made it. Look how far we've come.
Wow. And you wonder why I'm not watching this
one. Oh my gosh. Okay. We will talk about Vanderpump Rules. Potomac, we're not even going to discuss. One of the worst seasons of Potomac ever. I'm devastated by it. It needs a shakeup. It needs something. Beverly Hills also needs a shakeup.
I'm catching up on Beverly Hills. I'm currently on the season with Diana.
Mm-hmm. Diana Jenkins.
Yes.
Licks her lip all the time.
Yes, she does.
It's because they're fake and she can't film.
And
Adele does it too.
Kyle does it sometimes too.
Yeah, but I don't mind if Adele does it.
And Dorit was robbed.
Mm-hmm, that was sad.
That's the season I'm on right now.
Okay. And we will discuss Miami because I think Miami is wonderful and good. But I am very sad Salt Lake is over. But I am very appreciative of everybody who has listened, shared. It's hitting states and countries that I didn't know it was going to, which is very exciting.
What countries?
England for sure.
Okay.
And then South Africa.
Nice.
And then, what was the other one? I can't remember what the third one was.
Nell's friend in England. Nell told his friends.
Oh, is that what it was?
His coworker's wife or something.
Okay.
Well, I mean, my show has a lot of followers.
Okay, done.
In Sweden.
You do?
Yeah, we have no idea how.
It's never just a game. That's new to the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys for coming on and doing this with me. I appreciate it. And thank you for sharing with everybody. If you want to follow along, we're still going to be talking about Housewives, just other franchises. The Salty Housewife on Instagram. And my personal Instagram is Rosie in Real Life. And thank you guys for listening. This has been the best season ever. And let's hope season 5 is just as good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.